Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical. When I came out here, I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Well, I landed on the ground, I kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Alice knows what you think I've seen. Some strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moss and Joe. Where the party they gonna have? Out in the St. John's walls. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Descarty. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Marco, it's Bigfoot, giants, ghosts, and everything else that goes bump in the night. How are you doing tonight, brother?
Hey, I am great. How about you?
You know, Marco, life just keeps going and going and going. You know, you heard about George Norrie and all those, you know, Bigfoot shows and aliens and all those things that go bump in the night. You know, we've been around longer than George Norrie. You realize that, don't you?
Yeah, George's been around. He's been around for quite a while.
A little bit. Just some little times. You know, we are the folks that do a podcast that talks about it all, and everybody and everything that you can think about Bigfoot, giants in the world. There are giants out there, Marco. And it blows me away how mainstream media and the people on this planet are so clueless to what's going on this planet. Tonight, we're going to continue our series on the giants on the planet. You know, we have two experts.
And this is going to be really giant. talking about like 26 footer.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you got to think about it, Marco. We have been around for a couple hundred years. Nothing happens. It's not real. You know, this planet has been here for billions of years, and we think who we are, well, we are the caveat, the giants of the world. And you know as well as I do, that's not good. It's not us, correct?
That's right.
You know, wow. It blows me away, Marco.
Tonight we're going to have,
yeah.
I mean, this is going to be a big, this is earth-shaking, big-time stuff.
Sure.
Talking about giants, right? And,
yeah.
You know, remember Ernie, we had Ernie on a couple months back, and Ernie was showing us these thumbs and fingernails and toes and other kinds of stuff that they were remnants of particles of you know, giants and 3,000 to 5,000 year old people, I guess. And anyway, he met up with Martin Rutherford, who has somewhere, well, he said, I thought it was 50, but he said in the neighborhood about 30 giant bodies buried in his land. And his land has been untouched.
Wow.
So all,
wow.
He's slowly digging out the stuff. And, man, I'm going to tell you, Don Monroe, you know, I told you he's going to give Ernie a call. He also gave Martin a call. So Don is fully fledged. I think we got him drilled up to the peak where he ain't going to stand it. He's got to run out there. I know he will. But anyway, I thought, what a night to be able to review what these guys are uncovering, and listen to their stories. Can I bring them on?
You know, Marco, tonight's going to be a crazy show. We're continuing our series of giants, Bigfoot, and monsters and Nephilim. Okay, it blows me away. I'm sorry, folks. To understand that people in this time and day of age realize what is really going on, Marco. Okay?
I know.
We got folks in North Carolina or Dakotas. You know, Bigfoot, the Nephilim, the giants of this planet, they're all the same. That's how I feel. I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't want to change yours, Marco, because people, you know, it's just the way it is. You know,
hey,
we have been
the difference
here
between
on freaking,
10 or 8 or 10 feet and 18 and 20 feet, not that much. You know what I mean? They're all giants. They're much bigger than we are.
Oh my goodness, you're right. They're Marco. You know, how can we, as people, sentient beings on this planet, argue with people seeing something that goes, hey, it goes bump in the night. There's a giant. You know, there are so many friggin' stories right now, Marco, where you can grab a book, pull it off a shelf, and there are giants, Nephilim, Bigfoot, human giants. We characterize them as people that we sanctuarize and figure out what they are. It may not be the same. Marco, let me ask you a question, Marco. I got to jump out here right now. So have you ever met somebody that was 7 feet tall, 8 feet tall, Marco?
I met somebody that was 7 feet tall.
Okay.
Gentle giant. He's pretty big.
Yes, he is. He's up in Northern California. We both know who he is. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, what happens with those genes, those genomes that stop growing those giant people? Tell me, Marco.
I don't know. I tell you what, I was reading some articles recently, mm-hmm. and as you may under, you may if you you got to keep up with some of this stuff because it goes 100 miles an hour. But you know, Noah's
right.
Ark more recently has okay. thought to have been discovered, and not only that, but they are looking around in the area of the island surrounding. You know, within 1,000 miles of Noah's Ark, where they were supposed
mm-hmm.
to be on top of Mount Ararat. And they're finding the people there have different genetic, I mean, they're older, their age. All the genetic differences from us that basically
mm-hmm.
Noah had. So, you know, it's amazing. Every year we find something new.
So, Marco, are you saying that what we know as people today might not be what happened 1,000 years ago?
Well,
10,000 years ago?
You know, Methuselah was 900 and some years old, right? The oldest person
okay.
in the world. You
yep.
know? And this is the Bible
yep.
stuff, but
yep.
you look at it and
sure.
you say 900 and some years old. How can they do that? Even if you, no matter how you count the years, whether they're short or long, it's still more than 100 years.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So it's
yeah.
pretty old. And Noah was supposed to be 300 and, I forgot, 800 or 300. I forgot now, 300 or 800 years.
At least.
But,
long time, right?
The thing is that they're finding that the people, the descendants of what they think is Noah, are living in around the areas where the ark was at. And they're different in the aspect of age and other types of things. So it's amazing. They're doing studies on them right now. And it's amazing. I didn't know this was going on. I mean, you got to you look around the corner and here's something else that's just come up. But
you know, Mark,
that's
we're
the latest scientific stuff.
Inaccessible part of the planet. And we think that we are everything that should be categorized, written about. It's nuts. It's nuts, Marco. We, as a people, a species, you know, we think that we are, well, check it out. The egotistical, maniac, crazy crap about us. We are the only ones around. Are you nuts? Are you nuts? Think about it. How can we be somebody that's not, right? Look,
yeah.
Our generations go back 500 years. Before that, it's all written. It's all talked about. It's in verbal language. How do we know what's going really happening right now, right? Because
right.
you think about it, Marco. We read books about people that were, I don't know, 1000 A.D. after death. Okay, so what happened before that? Other books?
Yeah, I know.
they tell us, Marco,
go back
that,
5,000,
that
no,
the,
back to
the library, yeah, the library blew down in a hurricane and, you know, it was taken apart. How do we know? You know, it's all about life, privilege, what you hear, you know.
Yep.
If I think about things nowadays, Marco, well, if I'm going to tell my family what happens, we're going to pass it down in words. And the words change over generations, correct?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
After a certain amount of time, nothing makes sense. Do you agree?
Well, I agree.
Now,
I mean,
check it out. Marco,
time when I was a teenager to and now the language that's used in English, you'd never recognize it.
Right. Right.
I mean, for instance, the word gay back in the 50s was having a good time.
There you go. Gay was fun. Gay was a joy. Oh, my God, Marco. People have to hear that. Say it again, Marco.
Well, having a good time. It was a gay time. And today it's completely something different. And, it's amazing. And there's a lot of different words and other things culturally that changed over the years. You know,
wow.
Remember Spooky Lend Me Your Comb? Did you ever hear
that?
Yeah. Edward Burns?
Yeah.
And on 77 Sunset Strip, which nobody even knows what that show is anymore, but, you know, today, you know, cool, cool man, cool, and all kinds of other stuff. I mean,
Marco,
the
what's
going to
happen
talk
when there's no internet and no podcasts? How are people going to learn things from the older people?
This has only been a few years, not that long, if you look at it, where it wasn't so long ago where, you know, getting a telephone in your home on a party line was,
wow.
You know, remember? So it was supposed to be pretty neat because you didn't have to drive all the way in town. You could call somebody on the phone.
Right.
So, and then now we run around, we got these cell phones that you couldn't live without a cell phone. I don't think anybody should. And texting and all these other things that's come up, it's amazing.
The information.
You remember Dick Tracy had his wrist radio? Well, that's a thing of the past.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, Marco. You know, we've got to the point where I dream and I think about things where I go, the planet, our world, our society has got to the point where we have to reset. Folks, please, don't think I'm nuts, but reset means we forget what we lost, what we had 100 years ago because of the distractions of everything that's going on. Our social media, our TV, our television, it blows us to the point where we're going to go, I can't remember. But we think about the important things. Important things are birthdays, anniversaries, people's deaths, people's births. You know, if you can't deal with life the way it is no more, you're going to go into a recession. It's a recession, Marco. Our recession has begun. What do you think?
Well, I think that actually tonight we're going to blow the world up here with this new.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
And this is something I've never, ever even thought of before. And only in the last few weeks have we delved into it. And we have a couple of guys on here tonight that are going to take us on a ride and a journey. It's unbelievable. And people are not going to believe what they have.
Folks, this is the Bigfoot Live radio show. But we have been talking about giants for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Understand this. Giants is anybody bigger than you. Okay? Giants are people that lived before you. Do not judge. Do not criticize. Because check this out. How long have you been on this planet? How long have you been around to understand anything? You have no freaking clue what's going on. Remember, you may be 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old on this rock that we live on right now. But there is clues, there is science, there is pseudoscience that proves that other beings have been on this planet. Wait, check it out, folks. I'm not gonna go crazy now, but check this out. We've been here for an infinitesimal point of time. How are you, B, or anybody else going to say this didn't happen? I have a guest tonight. A guest. I'm sorry. a friend who knows a guest that has dug up a body, bones, skeleton. Check it out, folks. Sorry. If something has been buried in this ground for 300,000 years, a million years, two gazillion years, what would it be? It would turn into rock. That's what it's going to be, guys. Okay? Or zero nothing. We're going to talk to Ernie Gant and Martin. That's his name, Martin, because we're not going to go any farther than that. We're going to discuss the giants on this planet. Now, check it out. Our Bible, our folklore, our books have all talked about giants on this planet. And with no further ado, Ernie, how are you tonight, buddy?
I think we lost Ernie, but I'm going to put Martin on.
Are you with us?
I'm here. This is Martin. I'm here.
How are you, Martin?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Make him back on. Here comes Ernie.
I'm back.
Awesome. Martin, you know,
hey.
We've had the past 3 weeks talking about giants. We've been discussing the monsters on this planet. People can't fathom or realize what's going on. Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
It's all good. Martin, please tell us how you started thinking about this. What made you realize these monsters, these giants have been on our planet, and what has changed your mind into deciding what's really going on?
Yeah, you have to get into the mud fossils that actually understand what I've got. Because
gotcha.
If I hadn't have learned about mud fossils myself, I would have never found this guy.
Right.
I was watching some videos from Roger Spur of Mud Fossil University, and I watched, you know, three or four of his videos, and I was learning about what happens to the body when it dies when you're in mud and salt water mud combination, and all our bodies turn to clay and rock and all kinds of minerals. That's where we get minerals that we get today. And
mm-hmm.
he was telling us just, you know, you can go out in your yard and like 10, 15 minutes, you might, you know, you should find a fossil. So I remember that down in my creek, I got these black rocks. There's only a certain section of the creek that the rocks are pure black. And I don't know why, actually. But anyway, I got on my rubber boots and I went down there. And sure enough, I started pulling stuff like, I found a thumb. I've got a left-handed thumb. It's got the thumbnail is on it. It's got the fingerprints. It's got everything a thumb has. I mean, it's a thumb. And I found a big toe. It looks like a big toe off of a right foot. And I found teeth and hearts and just all kinds of stuff. So I wasn't even thinking about, you know, like giants and having them on the property or anything. I just figured, you know, I'm finding, like, the thumb is a little bigger than my thumb, so I thought that was pretty large, but the toe is normal size. The tooth is a
mm-hmm.
strange size. Well, anyway, so one day I had to have a sewer, a septic dug out, and they have to dig down deep, and they've got to dig the drain field. And when these guys got done, I was gone for the day, but when they got done and they buried it, put everything back, backfilled everything, they left a big mess, and I looked around, and I had all this black clay and black rocks and stuff just scattered everywhere. And I remember from Roger Spur that black dirt is blood. That's what the color
I'm
of
sorry.
Blood turns.
I'm sorry. Martin? From. Martin?
Yeah.
Who is Roger Spur?
He's on you can catch him on YouTube, Mud Fossil University, and it's like he's a teacher. He's teaching you all about it, and a lot of people probably blow him off, thinking, "Oh, you're crazy," kind of thing. But if you sit down and you act like you're a student and take notes and pretend like you're going to do a test, you start learning
okay.
this stuff.
Took five minutes to convince me.
So he was telling us about artery blood. and vein blood and the colors that they turn when you die. And so anyway, I saw all this black everywhere. And I was like, man, this looks like a killing field. You know, they found something in my yard and didn't even know it. So I was mowing the grass, and I found this one fossil. And I picked it up, and I looked at it, and you could see the bone part of it. About 4 inches of it was bone, and you could see where the flesh had peeled off, like it had been injured before it died. And it was 22 inches
right
long.
Around the bone.
Yeah,
wow.
It was 22 inches long. On the very point of it, you could see a groove, a missing, like a groove in there where it looked like a fingernail might have come out. So I don't know if it's a finger or a claw. I don't really know to this day what it is, but I saved it. And I got with Ernie and showed him a picture of it, and he was all freaked out about it. And we were trying to figure out what it was between us, and you can definitely see the bone and everything. So I got to thinking that I remember when I was mowing with my big tractor that I slid on this rock. You know, I remember hitting, it's on a hill, and I remember when I hit that rock, I kind of slipped, my back end slid, and it scared me. So I thought, hey, I'm going to go back and check that rock and see what that looks like. So I went up to it, and when I got up close, it looked like a bone. So I'm like, hey, this is a fossil right here. So I was going to take my shovel and just dig it out, but it was too big. I couldn't even budge
it. It was big.
So I decided I'm just going to dig around it and follow it and see how big it is before I do anything to it, see what this is.
Right.
Well, I went all the way. It ended up being an arm, this giant's arm.
What?
I followed it uphill, and I got to his hand, and I turned around and went the other way. Now, what I did was the arm is the clay wrapped around the fossil bone. But the part that I saw sticking out of the ground, the clay was already tore off because it was exposed. You know, it was sticking out of the grass. So when I went further up towards his hand, I started getting in the really nice clay. So what I did was I just brushed away the dirt, get the grass out of the way and the dirt out of the way, and take a broom and brush the dirt and leave the clay, and you can see the form of his arm. But at that time, I didn't know if it was an arm or leg or what this was, but it had my interest. So I turned around and I went downhill, and when I got down to his elbow, I noticed it was all shattered and busted up. So I figured he was attacked or something. I really didn't know what was going on, but I had a lot of things going through my mind, you know. So I kept on following. I figured I don't know if that's a leg with an ankle or a knee or what this was. So I kept following it, and I got up to his shoulder. And when I got to the shoulder, it drops down and I got to his neck. And I said, well, if I keep going, there should be a head here. This is what I think this is. And sure enough, his head was there. And his neck is broken in half. And it was like his head was almost pulled off of his body. And so I went around, and the back of his head's all crushed and really distorted. And when I got up to around, I went all the way up and around, got to where his eye socket is. His eye socket was broken, and his teeth were all knocked out. A whole bunch of them were still there, loose down in the ground, but his lower jaw was gone. So I kept finding really strange-looking teeth on the back of his head, behind his head, where his head is. Now, this guy's head is 6 feet across. From the back of his head to the front of his head is 6 feet. So I got out of tape measure.
Martin, I got to stop you right now. Martin, I gotta stop you for a second. I have to. I gotta start digesting everything. So, let me back this up. Marco Bill, you there?
Yes.
Marco. Okay. So, Martin's great buddy, Ernie, sent us all a bunch of pictures. Have you placed them on the website yet?
Yes. Basically, people. Can go on www.bigfootliveradio.biz, B-I-Z. Go there, and it will have, it's a web page. And in the middle of the web page, you'll see two buttons. One, it'll say Ernie's pictures, and the other will say the we'll see Margo's pictures. Go to Ernie's pictures, and you'll have a whole bunch of. You'll see that head he's talking about, a 6 foot. He's got a shovel right about where the ear is supposed to be.
The shovel is where a pencil would be if it was a normal sized human, like the pencil stuck behind the ear, even though the ear is deteriorated.
Whoa. Different voice. That must be Ernie. Hey, Ernie,
yeah,
how are you?
Yeah.
How you doing, TJ? How you doing, Martin?
Good.
Hey.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah, the pencil looks like the shovel is where a pencil would be behind the ear if it was a normal sized human. It's perfect.
If you look at the picture of his arm, and look, his elbow is down at the bottom, and you see where it's kind of busted up. If you follow the arm all the way up, the very top is his hand, and you can see his knuckles. He's got four. You can see four knuckles at the very, very end of his hand there. His fingers aren't covered up. I don't know if he's making a fist, but you can't see no thumb or fingers. But with him having four knuckles, I guess he's a five-fingered giant.
Okay, gotcha.
But
I thought it was amazing because out here in Washington, where I'm at, I have a friend out here that found 24-foot giants that have six fingers and six toes. So when Martin said 24 feet, I was like, wow, both coasts.
Well,
giants on both.
I'm actually guessing at the 24 feet because what I did was I measured the top of my head down to my elbow, and it's 2 feet. So I figured, well, every 6 foot man basically has his 2 feet from the top of his head to his elbow. And this giant I call Rex, he's 8 feet from the top of his head to his elbow. Now his arm has been ripped off and is laying actually in front of his body, but it's not down. It's at the same height where it would be, but it's just over about a foot from where he was attacked by something. Well, when I dug behind his head, I kept finding these really strange fangs and really thick teeth. So I figured it's either a dinosaur or something of that sort. And his whole 6 foot head is inside of a mouth of some dinosaur. And his hand is inside of another mouth of a smaller dinosaur, whatever it is, because it's got the same teeth, but all smaller. And it ripped his arm off his body. And then when I got down to
Martin,
where
I got to stop you for a second, buddy. Martin.
Yeah.
So
I know it's hard to believe. You got to get here and see this. Nobody will believe it.
There's no hard to believe, guys.
You got
to bring
your shovel, bring your broom, a dustpan, and come help me sweep the dirt off the clay, and you'll see this body.
I'm coming, Martin. Martin. Yeah. There's no – I believe you, Martin. Okay, I believe in Bigfoot, ghosts, and UFOs. So why would I say I don't believe in giants? Makes no sense. But the people in my across this planet listening to my show want to hear certain things that go bump in the night, right? So I've seen the pictures. The pictures are friggin' incredible, crazy nuts. Okay, I see the jawbone.
Yeah.
I see the skull. I see the eye socket. Okay? You have spent some time digging this skull out of your ground. Now, it's a major skull. Now, look, Martin. People on this planet today don't understand, don't get it, don't figure it out. They've been sitting in front of a 4x3 TV for 60 years. They believe what shows up on that little screen. You know what I mean? It's called TV. Television. Okay?
What?
Before that, they read comic books. Comic books made them, they believed everything before that. Before that, it was word of mouth. Okay? And before that, it was stories. Now, check it out. We have got so dumbed down, Martin, Ernie, that our planet realizes nothing happens unless it's on that little screen we spend $400 on, put it on a wall.
Yep.
Okay?
You got that.
That's the way
right.
It is. That's the truth. Okay? You know, there's no Bigfoot. There's no UFO. There's no giant. There's no God. There's no angels. Doesn't
the
happen.
TV told me so.
Because, what's that?
I said the TV told me so. That's the way it
Marco,
is.
Marco, who else is here, yeah. Marco?
Say again.
That's my Jersey voice.
Is that you?
Still me.
Still me.
Well, the good thing is I've got it in the ground, and they just have to come and look at it.
Look, guys.
That's the thing. You can see this thing. It's sitting right there. That's what's so amazing. TJ,
he
I
would
stopped
be complete
looking.
If he hadn't been attacked,
Ernie,
he would
I hear
be
you,
complete.
Brother.
What?
I hear you, man. I hear you.
I
That's Ernie.
TJ, before the show started, I sent everybody out, all the people that would be listening in tonight, that link.
Right.
On a text message to them, so
That's
that they
awesome.
Could look at it.
This is so controversial, Marco, that
but
you know,
got,
blows me away that nobody and everybody understands it.
Yeah, you can't deny
more.
This one. It's right there.
Let me tell
it's
you,
right
I spent
in
an hour, over an hour talking with Martin, and
I got
Martin,
more.
And
That's
he
the
went
thing.
Through so many things, I couldn't believe it. And I can believe it. I mean, I can see the picture.
I've got a graveyard.
So check it out, folks. Listen to shit right now.
I have a graveyard.
Now. And we talk shit. We don't care about cussing. Listen to me. If you or I think we are the only things that matter on this planet, this little rock that we live on, you're retarded. You're fucking goddamn nuts. We have a universe. There may be giants, there may be aliens, there may be frigging things that you have no frigging clue about.
We're like bacteria on this earth. We're bacteria,
exactly.
Really.
Exactly. Bacteria can be bigger than us. But
they're looking in a microscope.
So frigging brainwashed, so frigging nuts out that we are it. We are
we
so
were like grasshoppers in their eyes.
Yeah.
That's what
they
say.
Exactly.
I found more giants. I was doing some digging, and I found some more giants that were buried 2 feet under the ground, under the dirt. And their bodies are
hey,
all
Martin,
intact that I can tell.
Martin.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it happen? This rock has been here for forever, as long as we can think about it, right?
Yeah.
There may have been civilizations and friggin' continents that people have never known about. Check it out. Look. Remember,
no one's ever plowed the ground. So everything's
exactly.
intact.
But check it out. So 5,000, 6,000 years ago, that was our deepest digs, our figuring it out.
Yeah, about 4,000 or something.
Planet that's not in the mainstream media. That are 12,000 years old, guys, folks. Okay, ancient archaeology, 12,000 years old. Things have been buried that we have found that our scientists have went. It doesn't go along our lineage, our way we think about things. We don't want to talk about this, right? Giants. How can there not be giants on our planet? Now. Think about it. If there's no giants on the planet, who are we?
There were giants
what
in
are
the
earth
dinosaurs?
In those
days.
We've got bones.
The
what was that, Ernie?
I said there were giants in the earth in those days. It's the first one of the first lines in
Genesis.
The book.
Yeah, Genesis.
You know?
Yeah.
Genesis
and next, or something like that.
I'll tell you what, TJ,
yeah.
It convinced me because between what I found of the Bigfoot stuff that your father has the samples and when
right.
I saw Martin's pick when Martin sent me that arm and he said, "What does that look like?" And I said, "An arm." I said, "Do yourself and me a favor, figure out where the head is and dig there." When he found that head, I was like, "You know what? I can't really dig myself, and there's no sense in me finding anything because anything I can find is only going to be parts because this is a worked piece of property." He's got full bodies, and all you ever hear from science is, "Oh, if you only had the full bodies." He's got 30 of them. What more could a scientist ask for? What more could you ask for? And trying to get people.
Have a friggin' goddamn friggin' agenda. They want to
yes,
make money.
Sir.
They want to write books. They want to fucking teach your children the wrong fucking bullshit. You know that.
Yep.
Yeah.
They won't get their grant the next year if they don't conform. Yep, you're right.
No,
you're right.
They want to
keep it as a fairy tale.
You know, hey,
and
check
it
out.
In front of our eyes. It's
this
not a fairy tale.
Book says that Red Riding Hood messed with the wolf. It ain't going to go any other way. Just the way it is, dude. It's bullshit. Bullshit. You know it. And guess what? Can we convince those people of anything else? Hey, guess what? They're brainwashed, goddamn friggin' idiots. If they have no idea that the water in a river can flow left or right, how are we going to tell them it's not going to go straight? Correct? No, stop. Because now you've hit a fucking nerve. And I'm going to go there. Listen to this shit, guys. Okay, a river flows down a goddamn valley. Will it change? No. It's never going to change. You're a retarded friggin' idiot. It may go left. It may go right. The water flows where it wants to. So does
that
life. Life flows where it wants to. It's that simple. Hey,
you know what we tell them, TJ? With all the people,
what's
it
that,
is Earth? What it is. It is what it is.
Oh.
When people look at this picture, you know what? It is what it is.
Marco, where is that picture at right now? Show them, folks. Where is that, Marco?
Okay, go to www.bigfootliveradio.biz, B-I-Z. When you look at the pictures, you're going to see a picture of Ernie on the left side, Margo on the right side, and on the bottom you're going to see some pictures of the digs. You're going to see some buttons in the middle of the page. Two buttons. One is marked Ernie's Picks. The other is marked Margo's Picks. Hit Ernie's Picks, and it will take you to not all of the pictures, but quite a few of the pictures that that we're talking about here. And we're talking you had the thumb and the hand, and you had another, but you got three there that show a good picture of that shovel. Right where the ear is, would be a pencil behind the ear.
That's my next tattoo. I'm getting that tattooed on me somewhere.
Ernie, you're a fucking whack job, but get the tattoo.
I know it. I love
I'm
a Joyzy boy, and I love every minute of it.
You know, folks,
yeah,
I got to tell you right
picture.
Now. You go to these pictures where Martha told you, you know, you're going to be skeptical. You have to be. If you're not, you're fucking not crazy. You're a normal person that's going to go floating around the world and go, oh, McDonald's costs $12. Let's eat by dinner. Check it out. So, look at these pictures. Check them out.
I just need to do some more digging so you can see the rest of the body.
You will see jawbones. You will see an eye socket. You will see things that will blow you away. If you can't,
you know what's
the
most amazing?
Fine. Guess what? Don't listen to our show no more. Go somewhere else because you've been blinded by the light. The light has burned into your brain where you have no freaking clue what you're going to do anymore. You want to be a zombie, a sheep, a fucking goddamn hurt animal that's going to die and be fed upon. That's just the way it is. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a shit. I don't care. Nobody on the show listens to you. We don't care that you're going to be eaten by a fucking goddamn something else. If you cannot think normally, you cannot think clearly, you cannot use your own brain to understand what's going on, just get eaten up. Your food, your fodder. You are sustenance for the rest of this world. Guess what? Don't be insulted. For millions of years, our planet has recycled itself to what it wants to be. And you have no clue, neither do I, what's going to happen next. Enjoy it, love it, and enjoy what knowledge it gives you. There are giants. There are monsters. There are ghosts. There are things on this planet you have no idea about. Fuck the president. Fuck the politicians. screw all the people that want to tell you what you have to do. You have to do nothing. You have to enjoy life. You have to grasp it. Enjoy it. Love it. Giants, monsters, sea monsters, aliens. It's all there. If you can't figure that out, don't listen no more.
That's
sorry,
the thing.
Guys.
All this,
yeah, I'm
all
getting
the
on
stories,
my soapbox now. Enjoy.
All the stories we've heard for years, all the bedtime stories, all the science fiction you see on TV, you know what? All that science fiction, it's science fact. And all the true things we've been told is the fiction. That is the
all
made
the
up crap.
True.
Sure.
Yeah, all the myths
sure.
were, all the great myths are true.
Are true.
You
yes,
know,
they are.
Martin, I would like for you to, I have like 15 pictures on my website right now. I want you to start from number one and go with the, I think, I'm pretty sure you're digging around the head or the cranial area. And tell us what's going on as you're digging down.
I'm not on the computer or anything right now, so I don't know exactly what you're looking at.
Hey, TJ, you know what?
Yeah.
Martin's got his webpage on YouTube. He's got 19 videos, I believe, of step by step him digging everything up.
Yeah.
Okay.
The title is Watch Me Dig Up My Real Giant Part 1, and then I've got like, I don't know how many, 16, 17, 18 parts.
I think you're up to 19.
But it's like I didn't find out what actually killed him until I got to about, I think it was 13 or 14. And then I figured out that his head was inside of a mouth. And then I just kept finding more creatures. He's got about 5 creatures eating on him so far. So he was
what do you
he
mean?
Was a meal,
whoa, whoa,
but
whoa,
I...
Whoa, 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 what do you
yeah,
mean?
Here you go.
Eating on them.
Yeah, dinosaurs or whatever.
Oh,
the big
gotcha.
Ones holding.
Okay.
I don't know that if one. You see it in the pictures, but if you see like a there's a C-shaped form going around his head, it looks like there's a gap between his head and the ground. That's not a gap.
Yeah.
That mouth has got a tight. This creature has 2 rows of gums. It's got an inner set of gums and an outer set of gums with a whole lot of teeth. And where I thought that was a gap. It's actually the inner gum is on his head. It's got him in a death grip. And the outer gum is what's why you see a gap. So
was
it's
this
like
a battle?
Inner,
was this like eating a, something, Mark?
Yeah, it was feeding its children, I think.
Well, I could see. You know, it took me a long time to figure out what was going on. I kept seeing all this damage to his head. But then when I finally found the mouth and the teeth and all that, it made sense. It attacked him. One way, it chomped on his head, and it broke his eye socket and broke his jaw and that kind of stuff. Then it turned and grabbed him from the front to the back of his head, and it held on to him while all the young ones take what they want for food, you know. So his body is scattered. I keep finding different parts of his body all over the place. From his waist down, he's all scattered. And I found, so far, I found 5 animals eating on him. So I know there's more because I found 2 more bones further away, further down past his feet. Like the last one I just found 2 weeks ago was right where his feet should be because I figured he's probably about 24, 25 feet long. So right where it's just a little bit further down where his feet should be, I found another creature eating on him. And then about another 10 foot away from that, I found 2 more bones. I just put flags on them. I didn't bother even digging them yet.
You know what the
really
most amazing
nice
thing? I think the most amazing thing about Martin's find, and I think what science and anybody has really got to figure out, is how did this end at this precise moment where this one is holding the other ones down to feed,
exactly.
And it stopped, like, boom.
They all died at the
hey
same
guys,
time.
Hey, guys, hold on
the,
a second. Whoa, 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 whoa. Martin.
They're on the surface.
Oh, Martin, Ernie?
Yeah.
Yep.
Stop for a second. Marco,
yeah.
How much time we got today?
Well, we as much time as we want.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Look, folks.
No commercials?
This has gone. to the extreme, which I love. But we have other guests, and I wanted to make sure that we can move on to Bigfoot. Now, Martin, I have to ask you this. Do you believe Bigfoot is part of these creatures, these giants, these Nephilim, these things that roamed our planet that have possibly, remember, I'm a small person now, I'm only 5'6", that have brought down our size to deal with food, water, and life. I got to hear that. My listeners need to hear that. Tell me about that, Martin.
Say that again. You say,
oh,
Bigfoot,
oh my God. Oh, no,
I
got it.
I think the Giants and Bigfoot at least cohabitated, because on the piece of property I had and what I found, there's human, there's giant, and there's Bigfoot all in one place.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, you were finding everything. You were finding it all.
I'm finding everything on a little piece.
I'm finding normal size, and I'm finding giant, and I'm also finding, like, dinosaur or whatever it is.
So check it out, Martin. So
you hit the holy grail, Martin.
Martin,
well, I've got 30 bodies that are buried in a row. They're all laying on their right side, facing head
up. If people don't wake up to what you have, I don't know.
Another. And what I wanted, to come out and let's dig one up, a complete one up, and put him on something and display him, then there's no, they say, hey, look at this.
Check this out, Martin. So, everybody chill out, relax. Martin, okay. So, this is the Bigfoot Live radio show. And Bigfoot refers to big creatures. Okay? So, the last couple weeks we've been talking about the giants in Lovelock. Okay? The giants in Winnemucca. They don't call them Bigfoot. They call them giants. The red-haired giants, the black-haired giants. And Indians would fight the giants because, there were more of them than them. And they were tired of them eating their friggin' family members and their kids and their children. Now, in all the stories, giants would kill and eat small people. Okay?
Yep.
These are thousands of years ago when it happened. These are in local legends. These are verbal. They didn't write back then. They talked about their stories. They told their stories in verbalization for the next generations, okay? And I really do appreciate you being on the show tonight, because, it's a crazy thing. For the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've been doing the giant series, and I never realized that giants are Bigfoot. Think about it. Think about it, guys. Okay? Wait a minute, Martin.
But they have an ape face. My giant doesn't have more of a European head.
You're right. But guess what, Martin?
He's a different kind of giant.
However long ago, there were giants that were big giant bird looking things that would eat us. Okay? They were called dinosaurs. And there's bones and there's prehistoric friggin' things that would prove the fact that it happened, correct? Remember, our planet has gone from giants to midgets.
Yeah.
And everything in between.
Exactly.
Right.
Everything in between.
And guess what?
Giants
need a lot of food. Midgets don't need as much. Remember, a planet can survive itself, can live longer in a generation or a millennia, as long as things aren't exploiting the planet, correct?
So, they want to stick around.
Right. So, now, whether ancient aliens came to our planet and planted us here, and we've grown to what we're doing now, and we've shrunk because, look, everybody knows DNA and genes absorb and figure out what's going on. DNA is smart. Okay. Oh, you're going to get that disease. You're going to fucking do that. You know, you're going to enjoy that fucking food. Okay. It happens. And we as a people, a planet, have to figure this out. But what blows me away is that we are so egotistical. We are so friggin' nuts that we say we are it. Nothing happens. Oh, check it out. Three solar systems away. There are no planets. There's no life. That's us, guys. You know? It's a crazy thing. You know, we have people, things, places that help us understand, but because we've got TV, internet, it's going to tell us what to do. Now, look, Martin, I have to ask you this. I've seen your pictures. They are so intriguing. They are so crazy. I see a skull. I see teeth. I see a brow. I see eye sockets.
Look at
what
the lips.
What is lips?
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, look at
what
the lips.
Right at his eye. When I got to his eye, it's really hard-packed clay right there, and I felt like that was maybe his eyeball. And so
right.
I left it alone. I didn't touch any of that. And when I got down around his mouth, where his jaw is broken, I have a feeling the lower part of his jaw is going to be underneath his arm, because his arm got ripped off his body. Like I was when I was doing the body, I felt I could see the indentation where the arm came off of, and I've seen some broken bones there, fossils actually.
Mm-hmm.
And his arm is over under his face, under his jaw, is his shoulder. So I think it's very good possibility his jaw could be down underneath all that. So I'm really tempted to dig that arm up since it's not connected to his body anyway. I was thinking about digging it up and putting it on like
Martin,
a piece of plywood or something so I can display it.
Martin, can you guide my listeners to the YouTube pages or the websites where they can see what you're talking to? Please, please, spend the next minute and a half telling them where to go.
Okay, if they go to YouTube, my name is How To Guru, GUROO, and they can click on that and see everything that I've done. And the one where I say part one is actually not part one. I did one before. I filmed one before that, but half of it got erased on me. So I started over. But
they're all amazing. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
they're all amazing,
Martin. It shows when I was digging the ground up with my backhoe, where I tore one of the giant's bodies. When I dug down, I went too deep and I tore his backbone apart. And I've got like six or seven of his vertebrae. And I laid them in a row so you can see them, what his vertebrae look like.
What?
And when I got down to the other side of my camp spot, I hit another big giant, a bigger giant than that one, and his backbone was so heavy I couldn't even pick it up with one hand. One vertebrae.
What would you figure? What'd you figure, like maybe 70 feet on one? Wasn't it as big as 70 feet, maybe?
That's what I'm thinking because of the how big the size of the backbone, just one backbone was.
That's
huge.
What's so amazing, TJ. Wait till you see. Oh, my, somebody's got to check this out. It's amazing.
I jump down,
you know,
I go down into the hole, and I almost sit on part of the body. And then I show you when I took a shovel and I popped another bone off, and it was attached. I mean, it popped. It popped when it separated. And it had that, you know how we got that cushion in between our backbone? That cushion that keeps your bones from hitting each other? I've had that. It has that. And it came off in my hand. I showed it in the video.
Martin.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go to where you're telling us on the webpage that we're talking. Tell me again, how do my listeners get to where we're going?
Just
www.bigfootliveradio.com. facebook.com/bigfootlive.biz Foot Live Radio.
Dot biz, B-I-Z, business.
Dot B-I-Z, okay. I want my folks to see what we're talking about.
Yeah. If they go on the YouTube, have them, you know, click like and save, or like and subscribe and all that good stuff, because there'll
how
be more videos.
Guru.
Yeah, how
Tom
to
again,
guru.
How, yeah.
They'll see
you
my
know,
face.
From,
I got a great
I
beard.
I got to tell you guys, you know, our listeners haven't dropped off, so we haven't stopped the show, so we're going to stay a little bit longer. Marco, we have more time?
Yes, we do.
Okay. You know, this is normal, but not normal. You know, guys,
it's not normal.
We
That's
on
I was
Bigfoot
on,
Live
I was on,
Radio.
I was on heaven.
I,
you
look,
know, I was really excited when I first found them.
Hey.
But then, you know, and Ernie's sharing the excitement with me, and we're trying to get other people to check this out, and we're getting a handful of people interested, and then it just, like, died off. But I got to get more
look,
dug out.
Martin,
you know,
Martin, there's no handful. Now it's going crazy. It's going viral. It's going nuts. So I have to ask you this, Martin, right now. While my folks are listening, can you come on next week and we can discuss this further? I want to know right now.
Yeah, I can.
Awesome. Folks, you heard it. Martin is going to come on next week. We're going to have more pictures. We're going to have more proof that this is reality. It's not fantasy. It's not friggin' fiction. It's here. Okay? It's nuts. I'm looking at these pictures right now, folks. Go to www.bigfootlive.biz. There's a skull I'm looking at. It's look, you're not going to believe it, just the way it is. You're not going to believe what I'm looking at. You'll see teeth. You'll see a socket. You'll see a brow. If you were to see a skull in the
you'll
ground, an archaeologist is going to dig this stuff up, brush it with his brush. You're going to see a side thing. It's the truth, folks. It's there. He's dug this up in his own back. Martin,
that's
is it your backyard, Martin?
Touch it.
Is it your backyard, Martin?
Huh? What's that?
Where is
this
skull that I'm looking
field.
At, Martin?
Wait, say it again.
Where is it?
Where's this at? North Carolina.
The skull I'm looking at, Martin, is it in your backyard? So where
oh,
is this skull
it's
at, Martin?
It's in my one of my fields. I have four fields.
Wow.
What sort
wow.
of, I got about seven. I got 7 acres. Now listen, I have 7 acres, and I have four fields, and this one's on a hill. But I have a creek that goes through, and that whole creek is
wow.
full of fossils: toes, fingers, hearts.
Look at
everything.
The teeth, Martin. Martin, have you ever anybody? Look, Martin. I'm sorry.
Two,
I gotta
I've
stop
got
right now,
rows,
Martin. So are
I've
the
got
people?
Two rows of giants.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I tell people and they think I'm crazy. They don't,
I've
they don't
contacted,
want to even
I've
look
contacted,
at it.
I've contacted 39 of the biggest giant hunters or
yeah,
experts
yeah.
in the past year. And
what did Jim Vieira say?
Who?
Jim Vieira. Yeah.
Well, he wanted DNA testing done first.
But nobody
before any... Yeah, before any, and that's mostly what Michael tell. You know, the same thing. You hear they want any. They want us to get the testing done first before they'll get involved. And we're like, hey, I'm a cripple, you know. And Martin's working and doing the. He's got a 40-hour week, you know. We can't do this. But when people
well,
look at
that,
what he's got,
it's going to cost about like $6,000.
And they won't even
you
do
know,
it.
Ernie,
now. It's
Ernie,
almost like they're
yeah,
told
I'm concerned. Why isn't Roger Jim Vieira, that fucking guy over in friggin' Pennsylvania, wherever he is at, is not on this, man? What's going
yeah,
on?
Thank
with
you.
It? You know.
Thank you very much.
Let me tell you something. Roger Spur has giants in his yard. He has a 200-foot giant and a 50-foot giant, and he did DNA test on the finger, I believe it was. Or some part of the hand.
Or the palm.
I think it was
the
finger.
Palm and one of the
and
fingers.
He's got a 3-foot wide palm, and he took a finger and had it DNA tested, and it come up human. And he had a lung. He found a lung, which I think it was more of a human-sized lung, and he had that
now,
tested.
Now, was the lung rock fossil, yes or no?
It was a mud fossil, yeah.
Yeah.
And he got blood. He got blood out of it, which you can. Ernie got blood out of his knee that he found, or leg piece that he found.
Roddy
he
Bang. Hey, TJ, overseas, they're
yeah.
really
you
getting into
get
mud
blood
fossils.
Out of rock.
You can get blood from a stone. And overseas, they're really getting into mud fossils.
Yes, you can.
Ronnie Bang, is he opened a museum in Denmark. He just opened a he's got a museum open. You
oh,
just
yeah.
see the things.
Yeah,
people have.
He's got a bunch of heads. He's got everything. He's got a good museum.
One thing you guys might want to know, okay, getting DNA testing done in the United States, they're all private, pretty
yeah.
much private businesses, and you're not going to get a
yeah.
straight answer, or they won't even do it anymore.
Yeah, well, you
and
know
not
what
only
I got?
That's very, but over
hey, Bill,
in Europe,
you know what they want to know? Everybody that I've contacted, and I've contacted everybody, if they don't want to help you, all they want is your GPS coordinates of your find. Which tells me
right.
they're going to cut you right out of the picture or make your
right.
find disappear. You know, so
they want your money. They
yeah.
want
what they
want to
do
is
they want to get the universities
they don't
and, people that can take over.
Yeah, and they cut you
yeah.
right out. You know, or
right.
they make it disappear. They make it totally disappear,
hey.
And
hey.
You try to tell
hey.
Somebody, and it's like,
Ernie.
I'd like to see Ernie and Martin.
Send me $1,000. Send me your piece of friggin' whatever you want to send me. I'm going to test it. I'm going to make money off of your shit. And I don't give a fuck.
Well,
what
Roger
it says.
Had some,
I'm going to tell you what you want to hear. Hey, check it out, folks. If you got DNA you want tested, send it to 4203 Silver Slate Drive, Jeffersonville, Indiana. Send it with the friggin'. Don't touch the shit.
TJ.
Don't put your finger on it. Send it to me, and I will test that crap.
$1,000
per item. Yeah.
Hey, TJ, there's a toe sitting in your dad's backyard right now.
I know. Ernie, don't do
that,
Ernie.
Have that tested.
Hey, Ernie.
What?
Ernie, I clipped that fucking toenail. I clipped that toenail. So don't tell me. I got you, man. I'm with you, brother. I understand that shit. We're never going to be there, Ernie. We're never. Guess what? We are the fringe. And guess what? The fringe is growing.
I love
every minute. The purge is growing.
I love
it. The fringe and the purge is growing, Ernie. Martin.
I hope so.
Guess what? Check this shit out. 20 fucking years ago, nobody believed in ghosts, Bigfoot, giants, the Bible, fucking God. Who cares, right? Guess
it's all myths and fairy tales.
It's all going to change. It takes generations, millenniums, for us to get to where we're at, man. Hey,
well, I think
I hope
this is.
I invent a friggin' UFO and fly away from all this bullshit.
You know what,
we can
TJ?
All do what we got to do, man.
I can
That's
say
why
this
we're the largest Bigfoot fucking reality show on the planet, man. There's nothing
I can say
been around for 15 fucking years. Hey, sorry, kids. We cuss on this fucking Bigfoot show.
Hey, TJ.
That's the way it is.
I can tell you wholeheartedly that when everybody sees this, Martin Rutherford's find is a history-changing event that you can be
Martin
in on,
Rutherford's
that you
find,
can see.
He's a fucking goddamn new wave fucking archaeologist. People don't want to change their fucking books, make their shit fucking different in curriculum. They don't want to fucking, oh, I'm a fucking retard. I can't fucking say he's right, I'm wrong. Think about it, Ernie. It's the way it is. Martin,
all the history
I don't mean to insult. I don't mean to fucking yell. But let me tell you something, Martin. Your shit is fucking incredible. And
that's what makes me feel good is you. I can tell
thought,
you're excited about
I
this.
Too. I was so excited.
I can make
you excited.
My show.
I couldn't hardly sleep.
30
I couldn't
shows,
get him off
Martin.
My mind. I called him Rex because I had to call him something.
Hey,
And I couldn't get him off
my
mind.
We talk about guys like Copernicus, Michelangelo. We talk about all these people. How old are they, Martin Rutherford?
Huh?
That's going to be a household name very soon.
Martin Rutherford.
Yes.
We talk
Martin
about
Rutherford.
People that are fucking 1,000 years old today that discovered things 1,000 years ago. I'm sorry it's going to take you another 1,000 years for people to realize what you've discovered. Okay?
Nah, we're going to push it.
That's the way it works on this planet.
But us crazy people don't give up.
We're egotistical fucking egomaniacs that don't give a shit about anybody but ourselves nowadays.
If I could line up 30 giants,
you're going to be fucking
if I could line the 30 giants up in a row, they got to believe it.
They have to.
There you go, Martin Rutherford.
Martin,
there you
they
go.
Have to believe you, man. You got the proof.
They
don't have to go out and hunt for it.
There's a man.
They don't have to go out and hunt for it. It's gift wrap.
Hey,
it's gift wrap.
I got to leave the show with one thing. How long did it take somebody to put a fucking key ring on a kite string and float it in the fucking sky to figure something out? Tell me. Nobody knows.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Martin Rutherford is that guy. For this
there you
generation.
Go.
DJ, we need to go to
we got to get over to Margo, North Carolina. I mean, North Dakota or South Dakota.
North Carolina.
Oh, shit.
North
I'm
Carolina.
Western North Carolina. Is anybody nearby?
Look, Monsters, Myths, and Mysteries is our new name. And we're going to do this every goddamn week. If you don't want to hear it, turn the fucker off. Don't care. Don't let your kids hear this shit. Because we are not the goddamn friggin'
come on.
show that you want to hear. We're going to talk about shit nobody wants to listen to. And
hey,
we care about.
Now,
we dropped the commercial this week. Yeah, we're already an hour and 10 minutes into it, man. We're having a great time on this show tonight. So.
Hey, TJ, just remember that you guys, Bigfoot, all right? Bigfootinvestments.com was the guys that gave Martin the break when nobody else would.
Hey,
and we
Martin
thank
Rutherford
you for that.
Is the man.
Yes, he is, and we thank
he's
you.
The man. Check it out.
And Bill, thank you for what you did.
Come on.
Yep,
Bill, Margo.
I need all the help I'm getting. I really appreciate it.
Look. Ernie and Bill, we're going to have you next week. I want to go again one more fucking week with you guys because I'm enjoying this. This is a great show. Okay? It's controversial.
What we might do, if you don't mind, we might even get Don Monroe on.
That would
He's
be great.
Let's do it.
That
Marco.
Would be great.
Let's do it.
That would be.
Hey,
yeah,
that man.
Nice.
Right now we need to
I
get,
spoke with that man.
Get Margo on because she's got a bunch of stuff. I'm telling you. You got to look at her pictures.
Bring Margo in. Let me tell you, Margo, open it up to everybody right now. I want to talk to Margo because Margo may have something because she's Native American. Her family and her generations have gone back hundreds of years. They may know something about this. Let's just bring this. Let's do it.
Here we go. I'm gonna mute everybody else out, okay?
You got it. Margo. I do apologize for, you know, we're 10 minutes past and we've kept you on the phone for an hour and 10 minutes. I apologize, but it's got so serious. I wanted to hear what's going on. How are you, darling?
Pretty good, except for banging on my house and growls. And I discovered some more footprints right by my garbage bin again, and I sent the picture. I don't know if you got it. Sunday we had a birthday party here and a cookout on our deck, and about 10:30 that night, and my husband was home. He's never heard it, and something was literally banging on our house, and then we heard a big growl, and he said, "What the hell was that?" I told him right out. I said, "That's what I hear." this is what goes on here when you're gone, because he works out of town all the time. And then today I just decided I was going to take my puppies for a walk, and I discovered a bigger track. It looks big. And it was in the grass area, and then I have that don't have grass in it, and the picture I took, that one looks even bigger. The one that I say looks even bigger than the other ones. And I had to bring in my puppies in because they were crying and screaming to get into the door on Sunday night. So I brought them in off the deck. This foul odor again, so I know that things are on again. It's just crazy around here. And then just stay up on the hill, there was trees literally moving, big trees.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I heard some snap, but I don't know. I was trying to see it, but there's a lot of trees up there, but I could see the top of the trees move in just a certain area. And there's almost like a trail where it comes down and walks around my house.
Behind the house where the mountain is, behind your house where you guys would go pick the berries?
Well, we got berries up there too. But this one is like probably 20 feet away, this hill, it's huge. We got hills all around us. So it's pretty scary. And then when you come, I'll take you where I had the good, you know, a good sighting of him eating my berries and breaking the trees is up further up on my land. And it's all on this 80, is just nothing but trees. And my sister came running in one morning, and she said, I just seen that big thing that, you know, and she couldn't even talk. I had to calm her down, and I said, what? And she said, that big thing, she said, it went into the trees, but we do got a couple little sloughs around here also. So it's just kind of... I think it just made itself home here. I think there's more than one, though, because this footprint I found today was quite large. It was, I sent you a picture of it, and it was...
How large were those footprints?
I'm guessing those ones are about 25 inches.
What?
Yep, 25 inches.
Them are monsters, girl.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that the width of them has to be at least 5 inches across. I'm guessing.
So,
I didn't have my ruler
Margo,
on me, but
I have to stop you right now, please.
Okay.
I have to ask you questions, because our last guest has talked about giants, which Bigfoot is a giant. And I have to reach out about the, you know, you have been here, I'm sorry, your ancestors have been here longer than most of our ancestors have been here. Okay? So,
yep.
Are there any stories, any legends, any facts, lores about giants besides Bigfoot? Well, no, not besides Bigfoot. On your continent, on your land, before you started seeing animals that were only 25% bigger than you. Are there any verbal lore? Please tell us about that, because I'm learning a lot. My audience is learning a lot, because we've been learning things about what's been going on hundreds, thousands, millions of years. And let's face it, your ancestors have been here longer than mine. So please explain to us.
We believe these things been around for hundreds of years. It's just it's almost like they're more afraid of us than we are of them, but there are some mean ones we know that actually chase and try to catch the children. Like I said, 40 years ago, my relatives, when we were riding bike, we had the experience and heard these branches busting, these grunts, the awful smell, and that thing popped out and actually chased them where they thought they would go on their path and be safer, and it popped out right where their path was, and they were riding dubs on a bike, and it was and it chased them, so they rode underneath the clothesline, and every clothesline was busted. We were going to ride bike the next morning again, and when I rode bike down to their house, they had the cops, ambulance, everything was down there, and the cops actually took pictures of the Bigfoot, of his feet marks.
So,
and
Margo, I have to ask you this. So, you know, your lineage has been around for hundreds and thousands of years before us. When you hear Ernie and my other guest, Martin, talk about these giants, what does it bring into your mind? What do you think about that?
They're just another part of the environment, sometimes I actually think they came from the Stone Age, and they're just like anybody else. They had genes going, and like humans, some are taller, some are shorter, some are, you know, extra large. I know that they believe around here that is a spirit and a land protector, the Native Americans. But I myself, from the experience I had, I'm not too sure of a spirit because of the smell, the way he eats our berries up on the hill.
Right.
He makes himself well known around our area.
So he's flesh and blood, right?
Yeah, he's just like somebody that just comes and eats. And like I said, we were cooking out on Sunday, and I'm sure he smelt the food. So he raised heck with me that night again. And it's always on my bedroom side that he's hitting, but it's so dark back there, so it's hard to catch him on camera. We were going to go walking up in the hills here to see what we can find on him. I and a couple other guys hoping we can get some hair samples or something. We're trying to figure it out. But I know the way the brush
Margo, I have to interrupt. We're getting close to the end of the show, but I'm starting to flow with my thoughts. And you know, we as Americans think we're the first people here. Wrong. Didn't happen. We conquered. We came. You know, the victor has his faults. But you, as the first people here before us, in your oral history, in what happened way before the 1776 and all that crap, you know, was going on, you know, were there oral histories of giants and monsters that came to you or fought with you or ate people? You know, there's many stories. I mean, I'm doing a big bubble right now, you know, and was that something within your Indian heritage that happened?
Yeah, that's in our history. There was one in our history here. But it was something in the lake here because we have such a large natural And some of our warriors went out to fish and get food for the tribe, and this was in 1838 or something, and they mm-hmm. went out to get for the tribe, so they were fishing, and there was six of them in there. One made it back, and there was this big, they called it a snake or a big serpent that ate the five that didn't make it. And one did make it, escaped it. I know that's one of our legends too. But there are different bones located in the area that they won't touch. There was archaeologists out. They don't know what it is. They have not yet determined what it is.
Wow.
But it's huge. And then there is a rock shaped. It's a big man. It's a big, huge rock shaped like a man. I know about that. And, I'm a natural resource person, so I know a lot of history on the reservation, mm-hmm. and I know a lot of things are. But this thing I know has been found, you know, he makes himself known like by the lakes and things. And there's one thing on our land, on the acres, we used to have so much deer that would just graze in our yards. Now we don't even see them in our yards.
Wow.
We don't even see them. And then where I live, way up on the hill, we used to see anywhere from 15 to 20 deer grazing in our home cemetery. It's our own private cemetery, and now we can see one doing it. So I know there's a family here, and I'm pretty sure it's either eating our deer or scaring it away, scaring them away or something.
Yeah.
Wow. Because I know fish, deer, and berries.
Margo, what tribe do you belong to?
I am a Chippewa tribe.
Chippewa. Mm-hmm. You know, Margo, I want to thank you and our other guests, Martin and Ernie, for coming on this evening. We've gone an hour and a half into our show, which we normally don't do because, well, you know, we don't have the content. But tonight has been a wonderful night. Folks, I want to tell you, if you want to hear about history, you want to hear about monsters, myths, and mysteries, there's only one show every friggin' week, Wednesday night. Now, look, we may have people talking the same week after week, but we want to get their stories. You ain't going to get nowhere else except for on this podcast, Bigfoot Live Radio, Marco Bill, Tom Biscardi, TJ Biscardi, and all our guests that we have. Sometimes you might get boring. Yeah, you got it. It happens. Guess what? We try to find the best content we can have for you. Check us out on searchingforbigfoot.com, bigfootliveradio.com. Go to blogtalkradio.com and check out our shit. It's not for the faint of heart. We cuss. We talk about reality. We talk about things that are scary. Vampires. Werewolves. Bigfoot. Ghosts. Giants that roam this planet. Next week, we're going back to the friggin' same shit, guys. We're going to talk about giants because nobody hears about it. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. But if we tell you about it, you might dig a little bit longer. Giants are Bigfoot. Bigfoots are hairy. Bigfoots in the ground will scare you. That's what we're going to do here on Bigfoot Live Radio every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard, 10 p.m. Eastern. Come join us, folks. We invite you. Marco Bill, I love you. All my people, I love you. We're going to do our thing. Have a great night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. Put them all together, reason for the facts.